Chapter 3. The Syndicalist Revolt. Syndicalism arose in France as a revolt against political socialism, and in order to understand it, we must trace in brief outline the positions attained by socialist parties in the various countries. After a severe setback caused by the Franco-Prussian War, socialism gradually revived, and in all the countries of Western Europe, socialist parties have increased their numerical strength almost continuously during the last 40 years. But, as is invariably the case with a growing sect, the intensity of faith has diminished as the number of believers has increased. In Germany, the Socialist Party became the strongest faction of the Reichstag, and in spite of differences of opinion among its members, it preserved its formal unity with that instinct for military discipline which characterizes the German nation. In the Reichstag election of 1912, it polled a third of the total number of votes cast, and returned 110 members out of a total of 397. After the death of Babel, the revisionists, who received their first impulse from Bernstein, overcame the more strict Marxians, and the party became in effect merely one of advanced radicalism. It is too soon to guess what will be the effect of the split between majority and minority socialists, which has occurred during the war. There is in Germany hardly a trace of syndicalism. Its characteristic doctrine, the preference of industrial to political action, has found scarcely any support. In England, Marx has never had many followers. Socialism there has been inspired in the main by the Fabians, founded in 1883, who threw over the advocacy of revolution, the Marxian doctrine of value, and the class war. What remained was state socialism and a doctrine of permeation. Civil servants were to be permeated with the realization that socialism would enormously increase their power. Trade unions were to be permeated with the belief that the day for purely industrial action was past, and that they must look to government, inspired secretly by sympathetic civil servants, to bring about, bit by bit, such parts of the socialist program as were not likely to rouse much hostility in the rich. The Independent Labour Party, formed in 1893, was largely inspired at first by the ideas of the Fabians, though retaining to the present day, and especially